Someone's asking a question about Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 24. Please help me understand in what way Krishna is describing himself as avyayam. Text 24 says, avyaktam vyaktam apanam manyate mam abhudaya param bhavam ajananto mam avyayam anuttamam. The unintelligent people think that the impersonal Atma has manifested in illusory form of myself. They do not know my transcendental existence, but form and activities which is eternal, most excellent. So Baladeva Vidyabhushan comments, he said the Gyanis are those who worship devatas, they're foolish. Although they know the Upanishads, they have no devotion, so they'll never understand Krishna's true nature. They're in the verse are called abhudaya. They're devoid of proper intelligence. They consider because I'm visible to their senses that material body. They say that I have been born to Devaki with a material body through Vasudeva by Sattvic Karma, like any king's son. But they don't know my supreme nature, Baba, which is eternal and incomparable. The word Baba in this verse says Baba. Baba means existence, nature, intention, effort, self, birth, pastimes, a wise man and a creature. Devoid of devotion, those that don't understand my nature with foreign qualities and activities, which is Param Bhavam, above Maya, they don't understand that I am Supreme Anuttamam, an eternal Avyam. They think they have an ordinary temporary form made of matter, like material bodies. The form of Krishna is completely knowledge and bliss, Vijnanam Anandam Brahma. The Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 3.9.28. Krishna is knowledge and bliss. Krishna has multitude of qualities that are like his form. Ananta Kalyana Gunatmako So. Krishna is endowed with infinite auspicious qualities. Vishnu Puran 6.5.84. Krishna's birth is just an appearance. Ajopi Sanaviatma. Although I am born, I am eternal. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 6. Although Krishna is invisible, he is inclined to appear visibly out of his mercy to those who worship him. Krishna cannot be seen by Brihaspati or by anyone. But to a person who gives his mercy, he can see him. Mahabharata 12, 3, 23, 18. Vishnu's Tika Sarta Varshini, Gita chapter 7, verse 24. Apart from my devotees, everyone else is foolish regarding the knowledge of me. With this intention, Krishna speaks a verse. The unintelligent think that the formless Brahman, beyond the material world, avyaktam, has taken birth as myself in the house of Vasudeva, vyaktim, with an illusory form. Now visible as Krishna, it's just an illusory form. This is because they don't know my transcendental state. My form, birth, activities, and pastimes are beyond Maya. Mama Param Bhavam. What type of state is eternal, most excellent? And Sri Bhari Swami comments on this verse, 724 Gita. Krishna's form and human-like activities lead the uninformed who lack bhakti to think Krishna is either not worshipable at all or that such worship is a means to an end which the form of Krishna has transcended. Krishna is known only to those he chooses to reveal himself to. Those lacking in devotion are not privileged to know Krishna in full. This is a thrust of chapter 7. Accordingly, Krishna next speaks of how ignorant mentioned in this verse and the foolish and preceding verses are kept from understanding it. Text 25, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya. A Krishna is transcendental, and always by the mercy of a Krishna Guru they can realize it and perceive it. Without devotion, Krishna cannot be understood as he is.